Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our good friend Gene Greissman back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Gene is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an original member, I actually should say, and he's one of our best friends. He's the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By. Also, his new book is called Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, which is outstanding. As you're starting to get the picture now, he's very heavy into Lincoln. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers in the galaxy. And a highly successful speaker, interviewer. A lot of people may remember him when he did a lot of interviews for Turner Broadcasting back in the day. And he's our good friend, Gene Greissman. Welcome back to the show.
It's a pleasure to be with you, just to be introduced.
an award-winning yes. Individual, ladies and gentlemen, the winner of the Benjamin Franklin Award. What's that all about, Gene?
Well, that was an award that I got for one of my early books. Called the Achievement Factors.
Yeah.
Do you ever
feel weird, you know, being recognized as a Benjamin Franklin winner while you're doing Lincoln? I mean, does that get weird or anything?
It is a little bit weird, but the truth is they were both accomplished high achievers, and the reason I chose to do Lincoln to do the one man play on Lincoln is to illustrate basic principles of high achievement that I had become very much aware of when I was doing celebrity interviews for Up Close for Ted Turner Superstation.
Wouldn't you love to hear a conversation between Franklin and Lincoln? Wouldn't that be the coolest thing in the world?
I think that would be spectacular because they both used basic high achievement principles to get where they were.
Right. Wonderful, very special human beings in the history of humanity, but neither one of them perfect individuals. I mean, they both were flawed individuals, weren't they?
As is everybody. But
except you and me, Gene.
It's good for you to point that out because I think that sometimes we, especially if we've been given a sanitized view of history, come to think that there were no flaws.
Yeah, well, I've been told that I have a few. I haven't been able to catalog all those, but I've been told by other individuals that I have one or two, and I'm trying to work on those, Gene.
Well, we all do.
And Gene,
identifying those, knowing what they are. But perhaps having so much on the positive side of the ledger that you don't pay attention when life's contributions are summed up,
right.
That's what counts.
Well, you know, one of the things that I think is useful to recognize where we may have shortcomings, where we may have not be quite as perfect as we think we are, is when we're dealing with other people. And one of the things that you talk a lot about is one of the great skills, one of the great talents of Lincoln, in that, I mean, perhaps nobody practiced the concept of discretion being the better part of valor better than Lincoln. What do you think?
That is exactly right. In fact, whenever you look at Lincoln's advice to lawyers, for example, he said, advise your clients to make peace with their adversary whenever they can, to avoid a fight, because for example, in court, the winner, the ostensible winner, is often a loser in terms of time and money.
Yeah.
So he said, you know, don't just go around picking fights. Settle when you can. And that's something that I've emphasized in my books. I've given quotes from Lincoln in my one-man play on Lincoln. When I perform Lincoln, he says avoid personal quarrels. But there's another side to it.
Those were simpler times, Gene.
Yes, there was a... I've been reading... I'm always reading biographies of Lincoln. Even though I've written books about him, I feel that a principal of success is to know as much about your subject as you can. And I was reading just recently a biography, and it was focusing on Lincoln in the 1850s. Of course, he becomes president in 1860. And I was reading that he was always in a fight over the spread of slavery. His one speech after another, and it came through, maybe I need to emphasize, this man was a fighter. He was always giving speeches against the spread of slavery into the Western territories. You see, it was already in the Deep South slave states.
The West being Indiana at that
point.
That's
right, Indiana, Illinois, Nebraska,
that was the West.
Kansas, going out to Oregon, the states that had been acquired during the Mexican War.
Right.
And so Lincoln, there was a great push to expand slavery out there. In fact, the Republican Party was formed to prevent the spread of slavery into the territories. Whigs, Lincoln had been a Whig, member of the Whig Party, and abolitionists and free soilers all came together to oppose that. And Douglas, he was a senator, a very famous senator, was saying, well, you know, let's just give the people out there a chance to vote whatever they want to do. And Lincoln said, no, we've decided it wouldn't spread. The Missouri Compromise, all of what had been done in the past, said no. And so Lincoln was in one battle, one debate after another. He was a fighter, and I think the principle that comes through is that there's sometimes when you have to fight for something, but you just pick your battles.
Well, you know, I had one of the best pieces of advice I ever got in my life about this topic, Gene.
Yes.
And I freely pass it on to every small business owner who will listen to me about this. And as one of my mentors said to me one time, I was tilting, Gene. I was, you know, I picked out my windmill, and I was tilting hard at that windmill, and the windmill was winning. And I went to my mentor and I said, "What is going on? Why, you know, why am I not able to win this fight?" And you know, and you know, and he sat me down. He said, "Jim, I was a very young man." He said, "Jim, sometimes you have a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight." Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, 20 after. Right back with Gene Greisman right after these messages. Stay with me. Little Carlos Santana bringing us back. One of my favorite songs, one of my favorite artists. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. We built it just for you. Everything there is free. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. Use our stuff and look for a new look. This weekend, we're going to launch a new look, some new resources, some new capability on the website. So look for that. I think that's going to happen probably tomorrow. So check that out when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Gene Greisman is our guest and our good friend, award-winning author, award-winning interviewer, television interviewer, doctor of philosophy, author of Lincoln Speaks to Leaders, an outstanding new book, also Time Tactics of very successful people, on and on. Gene, give us that website, please.
It is presidentlincoln.com. www.presidentlincoln.com. And you know, by the way, if any of your listeners will send me an email to abe@presidentlincoln.com, I'll send them a complimentary issue of our newsletter, the Achievement Digest.
Yeah, it's outstanding, too, by the way. I always look forward to getting mine, Gene. I just got one, in fact, about 2 days ago.
That's exactly right. Just new issue's out.
Yep, I love it. So, folks, check that out. And, you know, Gene, I was as we went to the break, I was reminding myself and my audience of something I said before about my this advice from one of my mentors that who said when I was tilting at a windmill once, he said, sometimes you have a fighting chance, and sometimes you just have a chance to fight. And I've never heard anybody say anything like that to me before. And, Gene, that has served me well for 25, 30 years now.
Well, I think that a lot of people just always go around with a chip on their shoulder, and they personalize all their fights. That's a good recipe for failure and wasted energy and loss of friends. One of the things that Lincoln emphasized was not to personalize the disputes that one gets into. He said, avoid personal quarrels. In fact, he quoted Shakespeare, and he said Shakespeare wrote, beware of a quarrel, but once in, bear it, that the opposed may beware thee. That's good advice, Lincoln wrote, but not the best. Quarrel not at all. No man who's resolved to make the most of himself can spare time for personal contention. Better to yield the right of way to a dog than to be bitten by him in contesting the right. Even if you kill the dog, will not cure the bite.
That's great. Well, see, and here's the thing, and we've been talking about this around here on some different issues and about this thing about being right. You know, Gene,
yes.
I couldn't be right. One of the best examples I had in my own life, when I was learning how to fly, my flight instructor was talking to me about what's legal to do in an airplane. And he said, now, if you're in this situation, can you go here? Can you do this? And I said, yes, that's legal. He said, I know it's legal, but guess what? You probably won't. You probably be legal, but you'd be dead. You know, you can legally fly into this environment, but you probably kill yourself.
Yes.
And so, being right, you might be right and get to be, you know, you might lose a friend. You might be right, but still lose a friend.
That's right.
You
forever.
Might be right and being right doesn't give you the right to fight all the time, does it?
That's right. I have gradually developed a clientele for people that I do executive coaching for. And one of the things that I coach them is whenever they're getting ready to decide, well, when they're deciding whether to make a decision, take an action, fire somebody, proceed with a dispute, is to put down on paper the pluses and minuses. And it's an elaborate procedure I've developed. But the point is this. Know if you're going to get anything from doing it. If you're doing it just to discharge emotion or tell somebody off, that's foolish. If you're doing it and you think there'll be a gain from it, do it.
And you know, Gene, another thing I've learned, I have the ability to make things happen. I've learned that about myself.
Mm.
But I also have learned that some things were not meant to be.
Well, yes.
You actually can make something happen that wasn't meant to be. It's possible to do that. I've done that.
Well, and so you need to think a strong believer in that there was a predestined order of things. And we do the best we can. We shape them as best we can. But there is a predestined end. Now, he carried that from his early belief. You could call it superstition if you wish. He believed it.
Well, I don't know if I believe in predestination, but I do believe that things that I think that need to be done, that if I used to believe that if I could make it happen, it was supposed to be done.
Yeah.
And then I made a few things happen that I wish I hadn't, and I realized that some things, you know, just because I can do it doesn't mean it was meant to be.
Well, there's a saying, when God wishes to punish us, he answers our prayers.
Exactly. And I've had some of those prayers answered myself, Gene. Hey, Gene, give us that website again, please.
It is presidentlincoln.com, www.presidentlincoln.com.
You will not regret going to that website and or take availing yourself of anything that Gene Greisman offers. Gene, God bless you. Best to your family. Thanks for being here. Good job.
Well, it's always wonderful to be with you, Jim. And congratulations for your new award.
Oh, thank you very much. Gene Greisman, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Gene joins us. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.